Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, the revolutionary seer and conscious medium, Ada Marie, will talk about a favorite topic, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. As I said, Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, a conscious medium. She's also a healer, a life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored an intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through the generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to the understanding that individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. So, just to let you know, Ada Marie is available every day Pacific time from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to take calls. She'll do full readings. She does not do mediumship readings on this show. That's something that you need to book with her privately. And Ada Marie, welcome. Can you tell them what your website is?
It's the Golden Oracle, thegoldenoracle.com. And Oracle is O-R-A-C-L-E, goldenoracle.com. And if they come on my website and leave a phone number, I can call them back. It's too impossible with all the calls that come and somebody working the computer for me to get on the computer and then try to get off. And so most of my work is done on the phone. I actually don't get on the computer. The girl who works the computer writes the phone numbers down and takes the calls and writes down the numbers. And in between incoming calls, I try to answer those people within a day or two.
Beautiful. Now, we had talked before we started the show about you offering a special to people that listen to the show. Is that correct?
That is correct. And actually, I have the times of the day, which is the best times of the day to do things. And that little piece of paper can save you millions and millions of phone calls that you won't have to make if you make them at the right time. It's imperative. I have thousands of people to get this piece of paper in the mail, and I don't hear from them very often after, only on the holidays to get a card or something. But one man, the head of a big company in New York, he said, "You have actually tripled our business in a year because I have paid close attention to the F period and I have done my work with that." And the F period is the most fortunate period of the day. So he just called early this morning, which would be, I don't know what time his time, it was 4 o'clock my time, and told me he was sending me some flowers. So if the flower truck shows up while we're talking, I'm going to have to answer the door.
That's all right. And just to let you know, I do have somebody coming to shovel for me, folks. I'm in Syracuse, New York, and we got 2 feet of snow. and if somebody comes, the dog might bark, in which case I'll mute my microphone and you just take it over, okay?
I will, and I'll be happy to do that. I come from Montana, and I've lived in heavy snow, and I'm happy to be in Arizona. I've seen all the snow I ever want to see.
All right. Well, I want to correct one thing, and that is your website is thegoldenoracle.com.
Right. It is thegoldenoracle.com.
Yeah. So, folks,
yeah.
Write that down. If you want a special reading, she is offering a special rate. You have to contact her through that and let her know that you're a listener to the show, and she will offer you a special rate. So without further ado, let's get into today's topic, which is life is meant to be about joy. What do you believe is the reason behind that?
Because that is the entire universe. Our entire universe is built on love. It is the strongest power there is. And whenever a person takes their energy off of the positive, wonderful love that God has given us to live in and be part of, and turn it into something sad or negative, then we are doing ourselves a disservice, not the other person. We're doing a disservice to ourselves. When someone has passed over to the other side and you have been saddened by their loss, just remember you've had a great gain from knowing the person and the lessons you've learned in the relationship, and you should be very, very happy that they are now in a good space and having a peaceful time. Because even if a person is extremely angry when they pass over, the minute they reach the other side, the energy pattern totally changes. And actually, I've been pronounced dead 3 times, and I was tired of coming back. And the voice very simply said, "You must return."
Mm-hmm.
And so I am here. But I tell you, it is the most wonderful, wonderful thing to be able to know that you are greeted with love and light and all the wonderful energy that you could possibly want when you make your transition. Everybody. I've helped people who are terribly sick and stood with them, and they said, "Would you stay with me?" And I have, and I've seen their smile come. And I knew, I've seen that smile, and I knew right away that they had touched, God had touched them and taken them home. I mean, it's just wonderful. I get calls a lot of times, can I come here or can't come there to go to a hospital? I cannot always do it, of course, but I do sit and take their name and send them that wonderful love that I have received and that everybody has received who has ever returned from an experience where they have been pronounced dead. They come back, and there's a whole different loving energy in them. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Well, a couple of questions have occurred to me. And one is, of course, as humans, we experience all kinds of emotions, and it's natural to experience grief. How can we process grief and reclaim our joy so that we don't get stuck?
Well, because I, too, have had, you know, lost children and loved ones. And what I have found is when I lost my first little child, I said, my question was, okay, God, what am I to learn from this? What am I to learn from this?
Yes.
What is here that I need to learn? And I think that's the one question that answers that question. If you will ask, you will get the answer. And it's privately. When you get that answer, you will inside of you understand what is happening, what is really going on. I invited a lady to come and spend the night at the house because she had no money to in town, and so she was. I knew her, and she said, "I'm looking for a place to stay." And I said, "Well, come. You can stay here. Well, we got an extra bedroom." And she came. And guess what happened?
What?
She passed away in the night.
Oh, okay.
Now, she had told me that she went to her sister, and her sister wouldn't let her stay. And she'd gone to another family member, and they wouldn't let her stay. But when she passed away, and I called her sister that I knew to tell her to come over quickly because the coroner was coming and her sister had passed away, she came over and she couldn't believe it. And so then they came, you know, with all the paraphernalia, whatever they do. And she said, I said, well, she said she asked if she could stay at your house. And she said, oh, I didn't want her around. I said, well, you don't have to worry now because she won't be around.
Oh, jeez. Well, that is quite a story. Backing up a minute, you were talking about what is there to learn from death.
Well,
but
just what I just told you about this experience.
Yeah.
What was there to learn? What did I learn from this experience with this lady who passed away at our house?
Oh.
Do you know what I learned?
No.
I'll tell you. I would never turn a friend away.
Beautiful. Well,
I would never turn a friend away. No matter what, I would make room.
Right.
Because who knows? Who knows? You don't know. Fortunately, we haven't had that happen with our friends, but that's what that taught me, is don't turn a friend away.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I guess what I was going to get at was that every seeming problem or experience that comes our way is another opportunity to learn.
That's right. It is a learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we don't have to have the experience if we hear it from somebody else and realize what we learn from what we heard.
Mm.
You know?
Absolutely. Wisdom can be absorbed almost by osmosis if we mm-hmm. learn from the experience of others, you know?
Yes, if we just listen.
Yeah.
You know, as you're listening to someone and they are in grieving or they are hurt in an accident or something, if you actually physically listen to those people and hear where they're coming from, you can usually be guided to say some very, very wonderful words that will assist them in the condition that they're going through.
Right.
And it can come from anyone. Everyone has the ability to do it, not just me or somebody I know. Everybody has that ability, if they're listening to their friend, to be able to say something that will be very helpful, even if it's, you know, when you get through with this, we'll go do something fun or, you know, anything. Just lift their spirits. I'm saying lift their spirits.
Well, that's a great way to bring somebody to a place of joy, to find joy within themselves. And it's also a great way to perform service to another person, because we're not in this life to go it alone, are we?
No, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And actually, we're never alone. We can be totally alone on a desert island, but we're not alone because God is always in there. He's always with you. He'll always pay attention.
Right. Just to let the callers on the line know, we're up to 8 callers now, and we will be taking calls in just a few moments. We'll try to get to all of you. Ada Marie, can you speak a little bit more about joy while I mute this, and how people can achieve a lasting joy?
By being grateful. I am grateful every day, and every night when I'm getting ready for bed, I thank God for my day, but also for my perfect health, for my eyesight, for my hearing, for my friends, and for the fact that I have done something during the day that was useful and helped somebody do something. And at the end of the day, I say, okay, God, now tomorrow I'll wake up and you will give me another assignment. And he always does, even if it's only scrub the kitchen floor.
He sure does. And we can find joy in that, even if we consider it drudgery, right?
Right. Well, I don't consider it drudgery because my kitchen, I get down on my hands and knees and scrub it.
Yeah.
Because I consider it a pleasure to have such a lovely floor that it's nice to get down and touch it.
Well,
I mean, I have found over the many years of living that I lived at one time in a house that didn't have a floor. It only had dirt. And I swept that dirt every day, morning and night. We finally moved back into civilization.
And
it wasn't near as much fun.
Well, I think you've made a great point, and that is that sometimes we need to consider that what we're doing in the present moment will bring us to joy, and that we can experience joy just through the knowing that there is more joy coming, because joy is ever expanding, isn't it?
Constantly expanding.
Yeah.
You can sit down in a chair and feel really, really good, and yet you can get up and walk across the room and feel even better because you don't hurt, you're feeling good, you're happy. Being happy is something you build. It isn't something you're born with. It's something that you have a right to choose to live with. I have a sister who has a twinkle in her eye, and I tell you, she's a pistol. She's always got people laughing. And I don't always keep them laughing, but I try to keep people happy and say things that are light and you know, have fun. Life is meant to be happy. It isn't meant to be sad. We had a service. We had a funeral service for someone, a relative who was 94 years old, and she passed away. And my sister, we loved her dearly, and my little sister said, "Well, now, who's going to pick up the mantle? Who's going to be the one that sets us on our toes when breakfast time comes, and we have to have something happy to say?" And everybody looked at everybody, and then they looked at me, and I said, "Well, I'm not going to be here all the time. What do you have to do when I'm not here?" So it was a matter of somebody, but she always sat down with a happy phrase. She never came to the table without a smile, and she always had something funny to say. And my dad was the same way. He always had something funny to say, and people loved him for that.
That's beautiful. Well, one more question, and then I think we better go to the calls. And
okay.
We're going to limit the calls to one question, no more than 5 minutes a person. And the question is, how can we let go of negativity so that we can live in a joyful place?
I'll tell you how I was taught. My grandmother said, "Look in the mirror. And if you see that nasty face, think what you're going to look like when you're 60 years older."
I love it.
And that stopped it.
Thank you for the laugh. See, you can make people laugh.
Yeah.
I haven't laughed like that in a while. That's a real laugh.
I know. And isn't it true?
It is.
If you look in the mirror and you see yourself looking grouchy, goodness, that's terrible.
Well.
And would you like to look like that the rest of your life?
No way.
No.
And I think there are a lot of other good reasons to look in the mirror, because
right.
a lot of us
right.
tend to cast judgments at people, and the judgment comes back at us, and all we have to do is look in the mirror if we're feeling angry or judging somebody, and we'll see that judgment coming back at us.
Right. It definitely does come back. And we're not here to judge anyway. We're here to learn. If you see something you don't understand or you don't like, kind of meditate on it when you get by yourself and see why you had the experience first, and then see what it really did to you. How do you really feel? What would you do to avoid that situation in yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's an important thing.
Yes,
it is.
I
taught my children that.
Beautiful. Well, shall we take some calls?
Yes.
Okay. Our first caller is Mike. Mike, you're live.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My question, I just recently left a job. I'm working on a couple other projects, and the job is just to pay the day-to-day stuff. And I've accepted another position. It's within the restaurant industry. And I have other feelers out there as well. I just want to get an idea that if the one that I accepted and start on Saturday is the best move, or is there possibly a couple other opportunities coming?
Actually, it is a good move, but you are going to get a better option before the end of the month. So
okay.
I would say to be aware. But the one you took, the people seem to be nice and the working conditions are good. And so I would say that you'll deliberate.
Gotcha.
Because the people
Excellent.
Are nice,
so the,
too.
Yes. No, the connection's been really good so far with management and so forth. And it seems like I'll be given every opportunity, you know, to maximize my income as much as I can.
Right, and you will. You will. You're a hard worker, and you're honest, and you never quit until it's done. And that
Correct.
Is a rare thing to find in people today.
That's a Detroit hustle.
Pardon?
That's a Detroit hustle.
Yeah.
What's that? I don't know.
Oh, just I'm from Detroit, and we work. We get out there and get after it and get our hustle on, and you know, work hard.
Okay.
Right. And you.
And plus, being
hard.
In California, it's really easy to give the appearance of an overachiever when you're just doing your thing.
Right. Right. In California, it is. I live there, and my God.
A little
People
bit of
don't really work
not to
until
judge.
They have to, you know.
And,
so
yes, I guess it's kind of tough when there's a beach sitting there right there in front of you.
Well,
thank you so
you'll
much.
You do well. You're welcome.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, Mike. God bless.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
really.
My. We just dropped some callers. I don't know what that's about. Okay, the next caller is Lisa. I hope it wasn't a fault of the... Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Oh, hi. Thank you. Hey, Anna Marie. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi. I had a little health setback. Nothing horrible. I mean, there are worse things. I had bad pneumonia. I was running from classroom to classroom, and people were sick, and I was working. And so anyway, I'm in an industry that I'm brand new to. I love the industry. I want to make some money. Do you see that happening within the next couple of months, maybe starting to bring in money? I'm an independent contractor. I do love the industry.
You do what?
I love it. I love the
right, but
area
I mean,
of
what
work.
What industry are you in?
It's in sales.
Oh, well, that's good because you'll do well. You're a good worker and you have a good feel for the people. So
yeah.
you're able to really move forward quickly.
I hope so. I really want to start bringing in income so I can be making some choices, personal choices. It'll allow me to really do things differently in my personal life.
Right. Well, don't hope, don't want, don't wish. Just know you're going to do that. You have to have the knowing. You have to hold the knowing and pay
okay.
attention every day, and you'll move fast. So
okay.
no hoping, no wishing, no wanting. Just know and go forward knowing
okay.
you can do it. Okay?
See,
that's where most people fall down. Yeah.
I totally agree. You think the next couple of months
mm-hmm.
I'll start to see an income?
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You see an income within 30 days.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Okay, I know this. I know it. I claim
That's
it.
The...
Okay.
I'm on the moon, putting the flag in the moon.
Okay.
It's mine.
Well, good.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you feel complete, Lisa?
You know, it's just stuff that goes on inside. I'll speak for myself, not for everyone else. But, you know, it's just nice, you know, to get validation. Sometimes it gets to be a little chaotic out here in the real world.
It does. It does, I know. But I've seen people just bounce right through it, and like you, and just up, 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 up. So,
oh, lovely.
You can do it.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Take care, Lisa.
Thank you. Yeah, you all too. I'm sorry for the snow.
Yeah, oh yeah, thank you. Okay, I looked out the window and somebody's shoveling for me. How do you like that?
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Wonderful.
Yep.
They're an earth angel. That's called an earth angel.
Oh,
yes.
I have a lot of them in my life, and I like to believe that I'm one too. We all
yes,
are.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I
yep.
totally embrace that, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I'm going to hold you in the knowing too. No hoping,
good.
Wishing,
oh.
just knowing.
Just knowing, yeah. That's,
yep.
that's yeah.
You've got to stay
that's
in the knowing.
Truth.
That's where it happens.
Yeah, okay, I'll remind myself.
Okay.
Write it on a piece of paper and pin it on your and tape it to your mirror.
Yeah, that's
a that'd be a good tattoo on my forehead. That would be a worthwhile.
You can only feel it.
Just draw a third eye on your forehead. That'll remind you.
Yeah, okay, I think so.
All right, we're going to move on to the next caller. Take care.
Take care now.
Okay, God bless. Well, you hit the nail on the head, Ada Marie. I mean, you've said it before. It is all in the knowing.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, our next caller has spoken to you before. Wendy, just remember, only 5 minutes, and here's Ada Marie.
Hi, Wendy.
Thank you. Hi. Hello, Ada. My background employment is call center, and I am scheduled to do a testing for the City of Sacramento on March 31 for a call center job, and I did take 2 tests for Pacific Gas and Electric Utility for their call center 3 weeks ago. I haven't heard anything, but online it says I'm still under consideration. And the big thing is I had applied for HealthNet Centene for their call center, and it's taken a couple months for me to complete the background check. I believe I passed that, and then the recruiter called me, and she said, okay, you can start on March 27th, and also orientation is March 22. So I said, wonderful, I'm thrilled. And then I asked if maybe my start date could be in April. She said, well, I don't know. I may have to talk to the manager. And then and then she said she needed to know from me because somebody else could take my spot. And I said, no, please don't give my spot away. So she said, well, you can email me. So I called her and left 2 messages that I will be there on March 27th and for the orientation. And I also emailed her on at 10 p.m. On the same day to let her know that I definitely will be attending. And but I haven't heard from her for a few days. So I really wanted to take that testing for the city. But obviously if I start on March 27th, I won't be able to do that. What do you pick up, Ada?
Well, I think because you ask them for time out, that they have discarded your application.
Wow. Wow.
They don't wait. They don't wait. That's their problem. They don't wait for things.
Yeah.
And I have to give you the truth, because that's what's happening.
Yeah, I told her, please don't give the spot to somebody else. I want the job. And she said, I'm going to touch base with her today. I'm going to call her and refer to my email and phone conversation. Wouldn't it be kind of rude for her just to, even though I believe the agreement was that she would still hold my spot, but she just needed a final answer from me?
Well, you see, the politics inside of there, where she is different
mm-hmm.
than anything that she could say or do. She has to follow the politics within the company. So
mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that that's what's happened.
Wow. So I'm going to call her today, and what's going to happen when she speaks with me?
Well, she's going to tell you the position is filled.
Wow. So what's going to happen with me in employment then? Is anything going to pan out soon? What about PG&E or the city of Sacramento?
Well, it doesn't look like it, but go try. Because they have a hard time finding good working people.
Wow.
And I think you're a good worker. You look like it.
I am.
So just walk back in and try. I'm going to, what's your name?
Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y.
Okay, Wendy, what's your last name?
Because well,
I can zap.
Can I?
Huh?
Yeah, I'll. Can I let
I want to zap you.
Here?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Why don't you, Wendy, go to thegoldenoracle.com and let Ada Marie know that way.
Yeah,
okay.
You can
is
do
that,
that
okay,
or you can call me on the phone 520-896-9510 and I can tell you.
I will do that. And I'll be more than happy to tell you my last name. I just didn't want that on the air.
No, I don't blame you. Did you get the number?
I do have a pen now, and I think it's
520-896-9510.
I do answer a lot of questions
on the phone. Okay.
Okay. I'll call
Wendy,
you again. I'll be more than yes.
Hang in there.
I hope so.
And remember what Ada Marie said about the knowing.
Hold the knowing.
Okay. Well, thank you. I wish that that woman had been up front with me because I would have just said, okay, we'll move forward.
There you are,
wishing.
Yeah, okay.
Don't wish. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, Ada. Thank you. I appreciate you both.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless, Wendy. All the
best.
Thank you. You're
Thanks.
Welcome. All right. I don't know if it's a problem with the studio, but we lost about 5 calls. We have 1 left, and if we don't get any more, we'll talk some more. How's that, Ada Marie?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Let's see who this is. This is somebody I didn't screen. Okay, I think you're a Skype caller. I don't know.
Yes, I am. This is my first time.
Okay, what is your name?
Show. My name is Vicky,
oh,
and thanks for taking my call.
What is your name?
Vicky.
Vicky, hi.
Hi,
hey,
thanks Vicky. For taking my call.
I think
hi,
all
Ada.
The show you got back down there is a lot of the problem for the show. You know, people aren't coming out, and I don't blame them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who
knows?
Who wants to go out in this weather?
All right,
that
Vicky.
Is true.
Go ahead and ask your question, honey.
Hi, I am emotionally, mentally, and spiritually ready for a relationship. What type of energy are you feeling around that?
I'm feeling fear.
Okay.
We have a fear.
A little.
And
yes,
that fear is what?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said I have a little. That is correct.
That is correct. And that's what's keeping you from a relationship. You have to kind of let your guard down and allow people to be able to be themselves, and then you'll see that all these things that are really troubling you will fly away, and you can build a relationship from the ground up. But you've got a lot
well,
of fear.
Well, what I did,
you've got to
cloud, and I'm trying online dating, which is kind of new for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's a good choice?
Well, it's a start. It's a start, honey. It could turn out to be very good if you get rid of some of your fear. It's your fear that's the problem. for some reason you're very fearful.
Well,
and
because what it
if
is,
you,
it's...
Pardon?
What it is, I'm a loyal person, and, you know, I'm a giver and a nurturer by nature, and people kind of take that for granted. So it's that's
take
something
advantage.
That I've been working on. Yeah, they take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So I've been working on that, and I feel if I meet the right person, I'm willing to kind of let my guard down.
But you're not going to ever meet the right person as long as you have such a heavy guard. Look in the mirror, tap your temples,
mm-hmm.
and say, I am a wonderful person, and I will meet wonderful people. Or I will meet special people, and I will bring special people into my life. Before you go to bed at night, look in the mirror and say, I am finding wonderful, special people, or something to that. Tap your temples 10 times, morning and night, and you'll see things changing.
Okay, awesome.
And that'll make a difference.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
Take care, Vicki, and God bless, okay?
Thank you.
Ada Marie, I'm away from the computer at the moment. I'm going to talk to the snow shoveler. Would you talk some more about what is important to remember about joy coming from within and not attaching it to outer conditions?
Absolutely, I will.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Because I think too many people look to other people to be happy instead of being happy within themselves. To be happy within yourself, you have to learn to like yourself. And I like me, so you can. And that's something I taught my children. I like me just like you can like you, so others can like you. So there's no fear. If you like you, if you do things that you like and do things right in your workplace and treat people as you'd want to be treated, then you are liking yourself because you are seeing yourself in the other person and being cognizant of how that person feels and not hurting their feelings without being aware of what you're doing. So please, please remember that if you're on the giving side, give from your heart and be careful of what you say. Be careful of your actions. Be aware that there are feelings and you are touching those feelings. And the other people will be the same to you. But you must first become aware that your kindness is not going to be stepped on. And for a lot of very nice people, they do get stepped on because they don't think about the other person having an ulterior motive. And in many cases, the other person, you will see in their actions that they're not quite on your page. So pay attention to them, to what they don't do and what they do that are not in comparisonly comfortable with your being, because that's how you might be really happy to be around them and everything, but they might do little things that are just not something that makes you comfortable. Remember, they're not going to change their ways. A leopard does not change his spots, folks. A leopard does not change his spots. He can be a very, very fine pet, and all of a sudden, when he's done being a pet, he's going to bite you. So remember that you have to be aware, and you have to be insightful. Don't think that just because somebody's really, really nice for 10 years that they're really that nice all the time. There might come a day when they're not going to be that nice. So don't push your luck.
I've had that experience, you know.
So have I.
It's been a real learning opportunity because I thought that this person was like a sister to me, and
mm-hmm.
she turned on me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't for the life of me figure out what I might have done But what I had to come to do was go through a process of forgiveness, not so much of self, because I reflected on it and couldn't come up with any possible thing that I could have done. But I had to accept that she was mentally unbalanced and that she wasn't at fault either, that it just was meant to be that way, and I had to let her go, and that was very painful.
I'm sure it was. I've had to do the same thing, and after reflecting and meditating, you know, and looking to see what could have happened, you have no choice but to release them.
Right, right.
And you, that's all you can do, yes.
Bless them
I
and
agree.
Send them on their way, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes they don't ever come out of it. Sometimes they run into somebody who has the right energy that will turn them around, but that doesn't happen all the time either.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think what you were saying, there is an exception to every rule.
Right.
I mean, most leopards don't change their spots, but it's not to say that it can't happen.
Right, right.
And I think the important thing is if somebody that's done us wrong comes to us and seeks forgiveness, that we need to offer that.
I think so, too. I think that means that the learning experience for them has been attended.
Yeah.
And that forgiveness is for them to be, that's okay.
Yeah.
I have forgiven a lot of people because they literally will say to me, well, I didn't realize what I was doing.
Right, right.
And because they did it to me, then they didn't do it to other people either. So it was a good thing that they learned something.
Right.
And I think that's important.
Right.
I think there's learning in everything.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. The dog's barking again. I'm going to take another caller. We've got one. Let's see, and then I'll mute my microphone so the dog won't interfere. I'm going to area code 413. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Christina. How are you today, David?
Great, Christina. How are you?
Good. I'm really surprised, but I shouldn't be. But when I called in recently and started to hear the conversation that you were both having, it really resonated with me. I've recently been engaged with this person that's just caused a lot of different things going on, not caused, but has, you know, been part of this weird energy thing, and I'm just kind of baffled by it because I really, really feel like I'm more grounded and tuned into myself than ever. So anyway, that's just wanted to comment
well,
about that.
Well, feel free to talk to Ada Marie about that. It's her show, and I'm going to turn it over to her.
Great, thank you.
Hi.
Hi, Ada. Thanks
I'm here,
for
honey.
Taking my call. Thank you. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
So what is your question?
My question is just insight into the situation I'm experiencing with this individual. I guess I was looking for validation. Maybe that was it. Listening to your conversation before. I don't know how I contributed to manifesting that, and I'd like to cleanse it and let it go gently. The thing is, I work with this person.
Well, you can. Do you work with this person?
I do, and
is that what you said?
I'm sorry.
Did you say you have to work with this person all the time?
Yes, and I've been considering leaving this job prior to this experience, but this seems like a kind of a push to do that.
Well, I would say you really don't want to leave the job, do you?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Prior to the conversations I've had recently with that individual, I had my car parked outside on the street, and it got strangely hit. It was a parked car, nobody got hurt, luckily, but it just seemed like kind of a flag to me. So my car is not, I don't have a car right now. I'm waiting to hear about that.
It got damaged?
Well, it did, yes. It's a mixed shop, and I don't know if it's something they will fix or not. So it's a very odd, you know, I can't help but recognize that there's some timing thing going on here.
Yeah, right, right. Do you have another position in the works?
I've been looking at something that wouldn't start until June, so there's that time space in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize, you know, three-dimensionally, it doesn't make sense to leave a job, but I've been very stressed out about this job, and there's been a lot of energy that's been really overwhelming.
Then take a day or two off, one at a time, and go out and interview for something else.
Okay.
You don't have to quit. You just have to take a day off, a sick day, and go interview for a different job.
Okay? Yeah.
And you'll get it. You'll get another job very quickly because you're a good worker.
Oh, okay. That's great. I should stay in the same field or look into something else?
Yeah. Right.
Which one?
But just take a day off, like a Monday or, you know, and go interview for something different. Someplace else.
But should I stay in the same field or should I look into something different?
Right. But you'll find something if you just take a day off from this job, just one day.
She's wondering if she should stay in the same field or look for something different.
Oh, is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do you like the field you're in? It sounds like you liked it well.
You know, it was very challenging and interesting at first, but I'm not enjoying the environment itself, so perhaps a different space would be better for me.
It would be with a different group of people, yes. I think you work too much, and that didn't set good with them.
Yeah, I agree.
What is your name again? I'm sorry, I forgot it. Christina. Okay, sorry.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt.
Nope. That's okay. But, Christina, when you take, like, Monday off or don't take a Friday off. That's not a good day. Or a Wednesday.
Oh, geez, I took today off.
And then, well, that's a good day. If you took today off, then look for something today in your field.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Yeah, that's good. Wednesday afternoon is very good.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
And Monday also. Yeah. Because of my car situation, the hours I work are very late, so I'm not going to be going in this week at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I get out at 2 a.m. Okay.
Well, if you're not working tomorrow, can't you go look tomorrow?
Absolutely. It's just without a car.
Well, do it.
I will look, yeah.
Well, you know, you may have to take a bus or something, but look. I mean, get that paper out and take a look. Okay?
Absolutely. Okay.
And you'll find something a lot closer to where you live.
All right, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so try that.
Is it going to be easy to get distance from this individual and just wish them peace and get them out of my life?
Right. Yeah, just bless them. Bless them out of your life.
Okay.
Don't send them any negativity. Just bless them out of your life.
No. Okay.
Okay?
May I interject a comment? Christina, I don't think you were listening earlier when we were talking about the knowing. And I heard some uncertainty in your voice at a couple of places. And I think it might be good for Ada Marie to just go over the importance of the knowing.
Okay.
Well, you have to hold the knowing that you have a position. Not that you're finding one, but that you have a position, and when you get home, write down a position you'd like and the kind of people you want to work with and how far you want to drive to work and the hours you want to work and the amount of money you want to make before you go to bed tonight. Write all that down. Put it under your pillow. And then when you go out tomorrow to or take the paper or whatever you do, go to a agency that hires people, you already know what you're going to get because you got it on a piece of paper in your purse.
Okay. Oh, that feels really good.
I tell a lot of people that, and they do find work very quickly because they're decisive.
Okay.
And you know what? You sounded a lot more positive when you responded to her. That's
you
the
really
key.
You picked up on that, David. Thank you. I feel so much
Absolute.
Better, like something was shifted. Yeah. So
we talked about that in the beginning of the show. Just to let you know, Christina, please call back. Ada Marie is going to be on every Wednesday, and we'd like to hear about your progress.
Sure, I'll do my
that
best.
Would be
hopefully,
wonderful.
If I'm not working, I will.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
All right. Well, we're on at 5, so you can call anywhere between 5 and 6 Eastern Time if you're available. And hopefully you'll be working and it won't be an issue, but if you're not working between 5 and 6, you know where to find us.
Thank you
right.
both so very much. I really
mm-hmm.
appreciate your time. Thank you.
I think you're looking at a job that starts about 7 or 8 in the morning. That's what you're going to find.
That's true.
Huh?
I'm thinking about working with kids again. I'm not sure, but
okay, that's a good job.
Okay, great. I was working
yeah.
with
and that's
machinery.
A morning job. Yeah.
That's a what? I didn't catch that. That was a what kind of job? Did you say important
well,
job?
Whatever job you find, you said you're going to work with children. It'll be probably in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Currently I'm working with machinery.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, do you just keep going forward? Just know you can do it.
Okay.
Okay?
Wonderful. Yeah, thank you. Have
You're
a
welcome.
Really wonderful day. That's really kind of you.
Mm-hmm. And you have a good day. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, have a great day. And Ada Marie, the dog's barking. Would you honor us with a closing statement? We have no more callers.
Okay. Well, what I want to say is when you do anything, do it from your heart. Because anything you do from your heart, you're going to find to be positive. If it's good for you, it'll be positive, and you'll get a sudden answer. So when you are trying to do things, don't do them randomly. Do it from your heart, so your heart is in what you're doing, and if you're supposed to have it, you will have it. Now, I just, on my computer, I sent that statement out 3 days ago on Monday or Tuesday, and 17 responses came in from people who went to their respective appointments and all had positive answers. They all had to take a test, which means that they're thinking about using them, and they were all very happy, and they left messages. And I got about all these phone numbers with just a message on it, but no name. I don't know who they were, but I'm sure they'll call back. But they actually were able to try to become, you know, they could apply for the job. So that was good.
Sounds good.
And they were all from the East Coast.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah. They were all from the East Coast. Most of them... Maryland and Baltimore, Maryland, and then up north toward the New England states, and then several people from Manhattan.
Very good.
So that was good. I was happy about that, and I did call them back and talk with them because I felt like if they're looking for work, the least I can do is offer what little bit of knowledge I have. And so I did call them all back and thank them for calling and telling them, you know, how to take the knowing and hold it. And they said they'd written out what they wanted, and they had every one of them had filled out a thing to get a job. And I think out of the most, there would be two of them that might have to go do it again, but the rest of them looked like they were going to get hired, so I was happy about that.
Beautiful. Well,
but they've
got to
write it out at home.
It's just about time to close.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank the callers tonight, and it's a pleasure to produce for Ada Marie. She's been a regular on my show, and just to let people know, she will be on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to answer your life questions. And just remember, there's a solution to every problem, and usually more than one, and the problems are illusions.
They really are.
Yeah.
Because the answer, you wouldn't have got the experience if there wasn't something good to come from it.
Yeah.
You know, receiving an experience means there's a learning in it.
Right, right.
So.
Well, do you feel complete today, Ada Marie?
Oh, I certainly do.
Beautiful.
I feel fine.
Well,
yeah.
Please stay on the line. I'm going to close us out now and wish everybody a wonderful evening, and God bless always.
And God bless all of you.
Thank you, Ada Marie.
You're welcome.
Okay.